time for the professional on a big, big championship weekend. Gabe Morenci joins us for his Friday visit. You can find him at Sports Rage on Twitter, also at FNTSY Sportsnet. Gabe, how you been?
Gabe.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to this National Football League's final Fantastic Four. Great, great matchups coming up.
All right, well, let's start with the early game, the NFC Championship game. Of course, Rams and Saints, and this one, weather will not be a factor, no problem. How do you see this one coming out?
You know, it's interesting. Weather won't be a factor, but a lot of people that I talk to actually like the under in this football game and think it's sort of going to be a smash-mouth game. Yet, you know, you'll go broke, man. You'll end up begging for change outside of 7-Eleven. If you bet on what happened the previous week in the National Football League, and it seems like a lot of people are buying into this narrative of, you know, the Rams and the battering Rams, so to speak, with C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley, and the Saints' offense has sort of slowed down over the last month or so. And all of that's true, yet, you know, you got to believe with these teams one win away from the Super Bowl that they're not going to go away from what their best strengths are. So I'm actually expecting points in both these football games. Now, the Saints-Rams game really, really perplexes me, and I'm kicking myself a little bit only because, you know, I said about 2 months ago, just take the Saints and the Rams. These guys are on a collision course. You get them both. The thing is, the Rams were always so overinflated all year. You know, they were only in the plus 300, plus 350 range. You know, the Saints were about plus 500 at that point when I started talking about this, just sort of getting both teams, but honestly, there's no guarantee that they would win the Super Bowl after anyways. So this is a great football game. It's hard to get away from the narrative that we've never had a Tom Brady and a Drew Brees Super Bowl before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really next to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, what they always wanted, this is as good as it gets. But, you know, this Rams team, I think they're healthier than they have been in about a month right now. I think Todd Gurley is going to be able to, you know, to dial it in a little bit more now that they know they're going to have another bye week after this going into the Super Bowl. And quite frankly, you know, I'm not fearful really of the Saints offense right now. Mm. You know, Drew Brees appears to have a very tired or dead arm. We've talked about it repeatedly with Michael Thomas. Now, the secondary of the Eagles can be exploited. It's different now when you have Aqib Talib, who incidentally didn't play in that game when they played earlier this year, 45-35 win. So, you know, is Traquan Smith going to beat you? Is Kirkwood going to beat you? Kamara has slowed down as of late right now. I mean, the Saints offense isn't quite as explosive as it has been or as it was earlier in the year. Meanwhile, you know, you got Sean McVay, who's 14-3 on the road in his career, which is very impressive. Mm. So, in other words, Jared Goff is 14-3 on the road. So, you know, you got a very, very dangerous football team coming in here with the Rams. And I like the fact that they actually lost that game earlier this year. You know, not that you need more motivation, but I think they can sort of dial in, watch the film, and get some confidence over the last couple of weeks watching the Saints. So, I like the next game better. I'm going to be putting more money on the next game, but I'm going to go contrarian here and take the LA Rams in this spot. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the props are concerned,
yeah,
you know, we haven't forced a long field goal prop, one of our favorite props. And what I find interesting about this one is in Kansas City and New England, where we're going to have inclement weather, although not as bad as the media made it out to be, shocker. the long field goal prop is actually longer. It's only 44.5 yards, guys. Now, listen, every sports book, wherever you're betting, is going to have this prop. Just, you know, it might be, if you're not used to it, it might be difficult to find. Take a couple of minutes and look through the props. But long field goal prop, over 44.5 yards, definitely going to come in play here. I'm going to put a nice chunk on this one. You know, weather's not a factor. You have two of the better kickers in the league. I've talked about it. Tucker, and I'm a kicker specialist, guys, because I'm a degenerate. So I've been telling people for a couple of years, Tucker's slipping a little bit. Yeah, you're not the king forever. And for my money, Will Lutz has become the best kicker in the league. Mm. Now, he's probably aided and abetted by the fact that he plays indoors a little bit. Like you saw, Brian has been great in Atlanta over the past couple of years, even though he's like 90 years old. But Will Lutz has been really, really solid. And Sean Payton's not one of these coaches that's scared. Well, you know, we're going to give him the ball on a 48. You know, he'll try a longer field goal. Meanwhile, on the other side of the football field, you got Greg Zuerlein, also one of the most elite kickers in the National Football League. In a game in which I think there's going to be plays made, I'm expecting a long field goal prop in this game. Now, both these quarterbacks threw up massive numbers in the first matchup that they played. You know, 381, 346 type of thing at the quarterback position. And, you know, people are talking, like I said, about how this is going to be a smash-mouth game and there's going to be a lot of running the football. I think it's going to open up, guys. I mean, there's a reason why the top four offenses. It's amazing. We have the top four offense in the NFL, and everyone's talking about under suddenly. Give me the over. Give me the Rams, although I'm more comfortable with the Rams in a teaser. I don't think the Rams get smoked. They might lose a heartbreaker. So I'm very comfortable with the Rams in the plus 10 range, tease to the over, or tease the Rams into the total of the next game or on a side of the next game. But I'm on the Rams, guys. Give me the Rams plus the points. Give me the over in the football game.
All right. I'm with you in a lot of ways. I'm really leaning. I mean, I'm picking the Rams as well. I think they're going to win the game outright. I think what's going to be really interesting is because you mentioned it, Aqib Talib is coming back. Marcus Peters got torched the last game they played by Thomas. I think it was 9 targets, 146 yards, a touchdown.
Boy, your race beat. And remember, actually, yeah. I didn't bring this up. I'm glad you brought it up. Sean Payton was talking smack to him during the game, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was saying all day, you can't stop this. And Peter said after, he better keep his name out of my mouth. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and then you got, you know, Thomas coming off another huge game against Philadelphia. He's going to be tough to stop. I think because Talib is back, that's going to be a huge difference. And the other thing I think in this game is going to be Sam Darnold, I think, is going to have a field day with Andrews Pete, who had a really, really horrible week last week against Cox for the Eagles. So I'm with you 100%. I like the Rams. I like the over.
You know, and, you know, Sean McVay, there's been a lot of hype about Sean McVay and the coaching tree. And, you know, I saw a funny line about it. If you're friends with Sean McVay on Facebook, expect an NFL call soon for to be interviewed for a head coaching position. But he's got to go out there and prove it right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost, you know, if who's the closest coach to Sean McVay in the National Football League? Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton, oh, yeah, he's been there and he's done this before already. So it's a really interesting dynamic, the matchup. Would it shock me if the Saints won the game? No. But as I stated, guys, on the teasers, yeah, Rams plus 10, I like the look of that. And I do think there'll be some points in the game. Now, as far as props are concerned, I think some of the numbers on the Ram wide receivers are a little low. You know, Brandon Cooks is another interesting dynamic. One of the few players that hasn't gotten along with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, Cooks is unhappy with the, you know, because of Michael Thomas. So, a lot of intriguing storylines. Although, I like the props a little bit more in the next game. I'll warn one thing about C.J. Anderson. Everyone's jumping on a C.J. Anderson bandwagon right now, and the prop is 53.5 rushing yards for him. I think it's a little high. You know, Todd Gurley was held back last week. The Rams knew they were going to win the football game. The game wasn't as close as the score would indicate. I think they held Gurley back a little bit. Gurley's not 100%, but we're talking about a trip to the Super Bowl on the line right now. I would expect Gurley to get the ball a lot more than he did last week and Anderson to get it less. Maybe Anderson smashes it in inside the red zone type of thing. And, you know, they don't want Gurley getting banged up on without the upside of a long run coming. But I'd be careful about jumping on the C.J. Anderson bandwagon this week.
All right. Gabe Morenci's with us, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Over in the AFC Championship game, the Patriots or the Chiefs, as you mentioned, at the top. While the weather will be cold, not nearly as bad as we thought earlier in the week, but how does that play into your decision-making with these two going at it at Arrowhead?
Well, you know what? It's funny, Craig. I like to bet the over in these bad weather games, actually.
Really?
And the number comes down, and, you know, the more you think about it, the more you realize how the weather is really just overrated. We talk about it all the time, Pete, over the years. Mm. It's all about the wind. We get it. But a lot of these stadiums are pretty much enclosed for the most part. Mm. So, you know, some of them have some wind situations, but it's not as windy in the stadium as it is in the parking lot, for an example. And really, this isn't NFL films, man, with the frozen tundra. right? Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is every NFL field is heated underneath the field.
Yeah.
They can't let it get below 30 degrees. So the surface is fine. You saw they put new sod in here at Kansas City. The players have heaters on the sidelines. It sucks for the fans. It sucks to be cold, in a windy parking lot out there before the game. But for the most part, I don't think it has the same type of impact on the football game. So I'm looking for points in this football game as well. And, you know, I don't want to let the Bills fan get the best of me. And, you know, everyone we talk to from around the country, you know, really just doesn't like the Patriots and are sick of them. But it seems like on a night that there's going to be a lunar, you know, super wolf blood yep. moon, it's enough to get Andy Reid into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Mahomes really is that good, guys. And, you know, I know both of you guys are very sharp, and, you know, I know no one knows the numbers like Pete does, so especially covering the Patriots like you have. But you know, Pete, they haven't won a playoff game on the road since January 14th, 2007, and that's only because that dude on the Chargers tried to return the interception for some reason. 1-4 in their last 5 road playoff games, 0-3 in their last 3 specifically. Now, listen, it's not like they're on the road every year in the playoffs, but you know, there's been a recipe for the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl, and it's been them playing 2 games in Foxborough. This year, 3 road wins. Again, one of them against Nate Peterman and the Buffalo Bills. Another one against the New York Jets, and an early win this season against the Chicago Bears. This is just a different breed, man, and Mahomes is that good. Like, you guys watch him. I don't need to tell you about the weird angles and just mm-hmm. the dynamic that this guy brings to a football game. And, you know, with Tyreek Hill and Kelce and Sammy Watkins is your third option right now, and Damian Williams running the football, the quick pass rush. You know, listen, the secondary can be beat by in Kansas City, but Brady doesn't throw the ball deep. You know, they like the quick hit stuff, as you guys know. And the Chiefs are very good at disrupting things because they have fast dudes on the D-line. I said the same thing last week, so I'm an idiot. But that is different. The Chargers are chokers. That was in Foxborough. That was wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Now you're going in to Arrowhead on a Sunday night, you know, a trip to the Super Bowl on the line for the first time for the Chiefs since Len Dawson was smoking a Marlboro at the half and drinking a Coke. So, you know, we're in a new era right now. It gets one lock. We ain't going to see Mahomes having a Winston at halftime of this game. But I really think the Chiefs can get it done here. I don't think the Patriots are that good of a football team. I think the Patriots are like a college football team that play in a bad conference. I mean, look at the division. You know, Rex Ryan gets fired from the Jets, the Bills hire him. Adam Gates gets fired by the Dolphins, the Jets hire him. Is there any wonder why, the Patriots play? It's the stupidest division in football. And I say this as a Bills fan, and I'm sitting right next to a Jets fan.
Yeah, but their numbers, right, Gabe, are also their numbers are even better against out of the division, which people just others don't take the time to look at that. They went 4-0 against playoff teams this year, and the biggest thing they are, which they weren't against the Broncos in 2 of those AFC Championship games, was healthy. They were not healthy in those games, and plus Gostkowski missed an extra point in a 2-point conversion. And this
talented in those days.
And this time they are, though.
Frankly, not as talented. Like, if you break it down, if you look at it, the Kansas City Chiefs just present so many more matchup problems for New England than the other way around. But you've got Bill Belichick and you've got Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
I can't overlook this. There's no overlooking that. There's the mystique of these two. But I really sincerely feel it's going to be different. It's not like, ooh, I just don't like the Patriots. I really do believe that the Patriots are going to have a hard time keeping up with the Kansas City Chiefs offense. I really do.
All right, it sounds good.
It's just too fast.
We are looking forward to these games. We always love having you on, Gabe. Thank you, our listeners. You can find Gabe Morenci on Twitter at SportsRage and also at FNTSY Sportsnet. Gabe, have a great weekend.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. May the winners be yours.
Thanks, Gabe.
All right, fantastic stuff. Always an entertaining part of the week, no doubt about it.